Welcome back to season 2 of Time Out. Today, to start off our new season, we have a very special guest coming in to talk to us about the latest goss. Hello, Iago. Welcome to the studio. How have you been lately? Is this thing on? Well, first of all, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure, and I'd say I've been all right. For a prisoner, the food is putrid. The bathroom is inadequate. I don't have Amelia to... Alright. Well, you can tell us more about your prison experience later. After all, you're in the big house for a reason, right? But speaking of Amelia, I'm so sorry for your loss, but I have to ask, what happened to her? Ah, yes, my dear Amelia. I miss her every day. We would do everything together and all the things she used to do for me. Wow. What kind of things did she do for you? Well, she cleaned for me, she cooked for me, she cared for me, and she stole for me. And that's why I love her, you see. Sorry, I didn't quite catch that last point you just said. I said that she cared for me. No, the one after that. I don't think so. Danny, could you please replay that for us? She stole for me. So she stole for you, huh? What did she steal, Iago? She did no such thing for me. That probably just slipped out of my mouth. You know, prison has influenced me a lot. Oh, I don't think so, Iago. Tell me what she stole for you. Did you turn her into a thief? Did you twist your power and use her for your own use? You know, wives aren't for that purpose. Of course not. She was my wife. Sure, she had her flaws, but I would never ask her to steal. Alright then, what were her flaws? Why, she always talks so much. That woman would never shut up. Oh, but you don't think it's good to have a voice? What a silly idea. We all know silence is a way to connect with our inner selves. Those who often talk a lot like to hear the sound of their own voice and have no substance to what they say. So, are you suggesting that people who talk are insignificant? No, I'm just saying that sometimes not speaking is better than speaking at all, and that your actions have to match your words. As an army general, I had to model what it means to be an honest and reliable person. So you think that only those who are silent are honest and reliable? Well, you know that people can say things they don't mean, especially if they're trying to cover up something they might have done wrong. Unless you've got some evidence, it's all hearsay. So what's the point of speaking at all? But don't you think that's a bit naive? What does that have to do with why a person chooses to speak or not? Just an honorable man speaks the truth. Well, I am an honorable man. I wasn't just speaking about you. What does that even mean? Nothing, sorry. So, did you kill Amelia? No, I swear to God, it was Othello. Othello stabbed her with his dagger, and I tried to stop him, I really did, but it was too late. Then why didn't you speak up? Othello would have admitted to killing her in the last moments of his life, but then again, he had no motive to kill her. I swear, it was the Moor that did it. Sure then, you can say whatever you want, but I still believe that you took her life like the coward you are, getting her to do all the dirty work for you. It wasn't me, I swear. All she did was do what a wife was supposed to do. And what is a wife supposed to do? Simply listen and obey the husband. So she did do whatever you told her to. Sure she did. What does that mean? Ugh, she would just never shut up. Her whiny voice talking all the time. What a brat. That doesn't sound like love. As I said before, everyone has their flaws. Besides, why else would I marry her if I didn't love her? To use her as your personal slave? Ugh, I can't take this anymore. If you want the truth so bad, then so be it. She wouldn't listen to me when I told her to keep her mouth shut, so I did what any husband would have done, which was to silence her for good. There, happy? Exactly, that's what I thought. This is what happens when you speak up. I'm done talking to you. Haha, that took a very unexpected turn. I guess I'll see you guys next time for another episode of Time Out.